Hello.
Yes, hello, good afternoon. This is Ben calling from Local Splash. How you doing, Randall?
Man, I'm doing all right, Ben. Arguing with the contractor over there. Shit, they want me to do that $46,000, $47,000 job for them. And they said for me to send them a bill for material. And I sent them a bill for material, and that's how it usually goes. You use the material to finance the labor on the job. You know what I'm saying? That's how 99.9% of drywall people do. You know what I'm saying? And then when you get the job done, you get paid. And it all happens in a quick process, you know? Mm-hmm. And I told them, I called them what it goes. Said, well, because they called me this morning, said they were going to be paying for my materials. I said, you shit me. I got a $20,000 account at Home Depot and Lowe's for materials. Well, you want to pay for my materials? That don't make any sense. You need to pay me for the materials. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You ain't buying the materials. I'm buying them. You know what I'm saying? I don't need you to pay for them. You need to pay me my money so I can finance the job. Either I'm not going to do it for you. One to two. You know what I'm saying? So, he said he would relay it to his daddy. I think it's his daddy, yeah. He's saying, his daddy's the boss. Plus, they coming out of Davie, Florida. Hell, I don't know. It's a long way to drive to Davie. You want to get somebody's face about your money being paid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure he'll straighten that out.
Oh, I'm sure they will. If they don't, I won't be doing any business with them. You know what I'm saying? They can be doing their own shit. And they called me this morning wanting me to do all the installation in the, up in the trusses. I said, well, that means they don't know anybody down here, up here. You know what I'm saying? And they're coming out of Davie, Florida, and they don't know a soul in the industry. So, you know, when you go out of town to do work, you got to treat people right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
anyway.
Make sure you get paid well.
Yeah. I did a job this morning for a guy. He said he's going to give me a good review on Google. I don't know if he did or not yet. He was really impressed with me. I did a good job for him.
Did you send him the invitation, or do you want me to send it to him?
Well, I don't even have his email, because I've done it for this Jewish guy. It's some kind of religious holiday, and they said they they had to pay me through Zelle. And I don't have Zelle. My bank's getting it set up for me now. Because my daughter stole a bunch of money from me using Zelle. She stole a bunch of cash. And she took my phone and Zelle to spend $3,000. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly. Oh, that wasn't the first of it. She altogether, she got about $100,000 close to $70,000 to $80,000 at least.
Oh, wow.
But anyway, it's not a big deal. You know what it is and it ain't, you know? It's done over with. I could have locked her up, but I'd have to deal with my wife on that, my child. She's my child, you know?
Yeah. No, that's like totally...
Can't lock your children up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No,
especially when I co-signed with them to get where they live at in Georgia. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They don't have any credit. I'm the only one in the family that got credit, I guess, so I co-signed with them to get an apartment. Oh, boy, it's a crazy world. And now they use my social security number to open up a damn and get a cable. They got three collection notices on my credit report.
No
I still got a 7 month, I still got a 7 month 30 credit score, but, I had an excellent credit score until they got, put the collections on there for.
Wow.
For them. For the bills they didn't pay. It's a mess, man. Kids are in a state. Anyway,
mine's gonna grow up. So I'm getting. I gotta get my mentality ready, right? Because they're crazy.
How many kids you got?
I have another one on the way.
Oh, you starting out? Yeah.
Still a young one. Still a young little one.
I'm a granddaddy. My youngest My youngest grandson turned 18 yesterday. It's my youngest one. I got
great.
Yeah, my oldest son, how old is Nicholas? 20. You know, how old is Nicholas? 46.
That's the kid, he ain't a grandkid.
He's my kid, he's 46. 47, ain't he, baby?
No, he was born in 79.
He's born in 79, and yeah.
He's
in his 40s. Yeah, he's in his 40s. Anyway.
Great.
Yeah, I got a lot of family, you know what I'm saying? I've always been a big fan of people, you know? Anyway, we need to get some money going here. If I get this job, I won't need much work, but, I don't know what to do right now. Are you spending money or, was they gonna close my account down or something?
No, they won't close it. I mean, at the end of the day, if you wanna just, tone it down a little and just get reviews, we certainly can. And whenever you wanna boost it back up, you can as well. You know, it's just, a matter of how you wanna, do it. I'm just checking in on you.
Yeah. Well, right now, I'll be honest with you, my money's tight right now, but because of this stuff. And, I would rather, give about a week to see what this is going to do with this check. They owe me $15,000, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, sure thing.
And if I get that, I definitely will. Put it boosted out there, because this job's not going to take long. I'm going to put a crew on it and knock it out. We'll frame it in 4 days, you know, and then we have to pull off of it for 2 weeks to get the electrician and plumber have to put all their stuff in. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then I come back and bring another crew in there and do all the hanging and finishing and put the acoustical ceilings in, you know? But they want me to do the installation. I don't know about that. I don't know if I want to get involved in that. You know what I'm saying? I don't like to mess with installation. But,
We can do it that way, Randall. We can do it that way, Randall, no problem. I mean, you can just reach back out whenever you want to turn them back on.
Call me next week. Let's see what's going on. Well, I really need some jobs, so, what could we put on there to get it going? To get something going. Mm-hmm. Like 300 again or something.
You can do a 300 or that would be, like we said, we're using $10 a day. Usually with the 25% management fee, the 300, they last us about 20, 25 days max.
Okay.
You want to put a little less on that, you definitely can as well. It's
okay.
Just, you know, us paying Google. Well, how much would you like to add to that?
Let's just go 200 right now, okay? Would that help me? Yeah. And then I'm going to get it.
Okay, sounds good. So that's about, you know, 15 days. 15 days worth of
that. That'll hold me, oh yeah. Yeah. You want the card number?
Well, let me see. Are we going to use the one on file, or do you want to use a different one?
I want to use my new card, credit card, right now, because I don't want to spend none of my money I got in the bank for that. You know, I don't want to, you know, load those down now.
Okay. Yeah, I can update the information here. May I have the new number?
4147-1816-6276-3840. Expiration 0929. Code 160.
0929. Code 160.
Yep.
Okay, just let me read the number back to you really quick. 4147-1816-6276-3840.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Sounds good.
Is the billing address on this card the same?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah. Expiration date 9/29. You said. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. Mhm.
Alrighty. So we'll be taking the 200 from there, and like we said, I'm gonna turn this back on by today, Randall. Okay.
Okay, Ben. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thank you for the time. Any questions?
No, thank you, Ben. Appreciate it.
You have a good one. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah.